time for Wake Up and Level Up, your podcast in under 5 minutes. Every single day, my job is to jumpstart your day. It's Friday. On Friday, you know we like to do special interviews, so we go a little bit above and beyond the 5 minutes. Today, I'm being joined with a Capital One engineer, just a software engineer, that is involved in so many awesome things that they're doing as it relates to young kids. I really wanted you to check out this interview because I think it's going to give you inspiration. You can learn more about this program maybe for your kids, but also more importantly, a sense of where things are going and how you can be more involved in the impact of things in your community. So without further ado, let me go ahead and bring on Doug Lisk from Capital One. Doug, welcome to Wake Up and Level Up.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you on the show, man. Really been excited about this. I've been a fan of the Coders program for several years now. I remember being in Texas at one of the big Coders programs where they actually won a Guinness World Record of the most kids coding in one spot. And I remember being there a few years ago and I was like, this program is really well thought out. But I'm jumping ahead with my excitement. So let me pull back a little bit and first ask you, what is the Coders program? How do you explain this to people so they understand what it is that you all are doing?
I work at the Coders program in New York. I'm based out of the New York office, Capital One. But there are Coders chapters associated with Capital One offices all over the country. It's a group of volunteers, all Capital One employees, who go to various schools and teach a little intro to coding program. So we based it out of MIT App Inventor 2, which is block programming. If you or your listeners aren't familiar with that, it's kind of like using visual pieces, almost like physical building blocks to write code. So they don't have to sit there and type out line by line and worry about typos. They can just get familiar with the logic of how does code work? How does someone go about solving a problem with technology?
Yeah. And I love that software because like you said, it's, if you all can visual like pieces of a puzzle that you can drag and drop on kind of like a timeline, it enables kids to quickly see what their code is actually doing. So, right. But they also do get to see the technical behind what those movements actually mean. So there's like this, you know, constant learning of, it's not just like they're dragging and clicking. They're actually also seeing the results of that, but they're also seeing the code that's being generated because of those moves that they're making with the dragging and the clicking.
Right. They can start thinking, using the language, like I'm going to initialize this variable and set it to this and use this conditional statement without having to get bogged down by, oh, my semicolon was out of place, so the whole thing won't run.
Right. Which if anybody's ever done any code, we know the semicolons can get in the way. You know, like this is where fail fast came from, people. If you don't know that, that's one of the things that has led fail fast was that, you know, engineers and coders and innovators, you're looking to find where the thing is broken as early as possible so that it has the best chance of running. And this also kind of like makes me feel like what you're doing is helping kids learn to fail quick in a good environment that gives them resiliency and supports them with problem solving, which I think is great. Is there a tangible example, though? Is there, like, it's great. There are a lot of coders programs out there, and the fact that Capital One is putting their own engineers into schools in different cities across the country, is there something or a student or some example that comes to mind that was real tangible for you to see the impact?
I think that there's two big tangible impacts that the students get out of this. One is that it really helps to demystify technology, like you said, that they kind of start to understand what the code is doing, speaking that language. I think so many of us, especially kids, even though they have very high tech literacy, they're really good with their phones and computers, a lot of people approach it as kind of this magic box. Yeah. And when it doesn't work, then you take it to the genius bar and say, something's wrong with my magic box.
Right.
But, you know, even though it's a quick 8-week course with MIT App Inventor, they immediately start understanding what is happening when there's a bug in your front end versus a bug in your back end. And they have that kind of language at their disposal. They understand things like there's different parts of the computer where your storage versus your RAM, which is your memory, how those things work. And so they come out with a different kind of confidence that they can approach technology with. So I think it's very daunting when they first start out.
If I understand it correctly, not every kid is going to become a coder. That's not the point. So what are some of those other intangibles outside of coding? Obviously, getting them introduced to coding is big because some of these kids will become coders, and we need that, and we need those problem solvers. But what are the other things that they learn by going through a program like this?
I'd say the biggest thing, and this is something that we've been pushing more and more, is so every week they come in and they build a new app, and they work with their partners and their mentors, and they get some teamwork there, which is great. But the biggest thing that I think pushes their kids outside of their comfort zone the most is every kid, at least once, hopefully twice, has to demo what they built at the end of the class.
Wow.
And we really push the idea that we want them by themselves to go up with their tablet, say, this is what I built. These are the choices I made. This is why I made those choices. And trying to instill them with that public speaking confidence, I think, is a really invaluable lesson for them to learn early on.
Are you kidding me? That's huge. I mean, it's also soft skills on like sales. Even though that word can have like a bad feeling, anyone listening to this podcast episode, look, we all sell. I don't care what age you are. I don't care what socioeconomic background you have. I don't care if you work internal at a company and you're trying to pitch an idea to your peers or your boss. That's selling. We tend to think of selling as like this person is trying to sell me a scam or sell me that used car I don't really need. But we all sell. And I just love the fact that this program is getting kids to learn how to present in a way that also sells their idea or what they've worked on, which is invaluable. You're absolutely right. That's huge.
Even more of a concrete sales pitch than that. So at the end of the program, we bring them all into the Capital One office and they show off a final project that we actually don't give them a guidebook for. We just say, you know, think of a problem that someone could solve and kind of give them a metaphorical city for them to work with. They pick a citizen and they try and solve a problem. And then in front of a panel of judges who are kind of Capital One executives, they have to pitch, this is the solution that we came up with and this is how it works. And it really is a sales pitch. And at the end, we give out awards to whomever the judges like the most.
I wish I could go back to school.
I hear you.
Yeah. What's one thing that you didn't expect? Maybe something that caught you off guard in a good way about the program or any of the students that were in it?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that drew me to engineering, and I think that draws everyone who's a builder to their profession, is that sense of accomplishment you get when something starts working and it's running for the first time, it all clacks together.
Yeah.
You kind of sit back in your chair and let out a deep breath, and it's a very gratifying feeling. But so at one point, we had a kid who finally got his app working the way he wanted to, and he stood up in his chair, he jumped in the air with his hands up, went, yes, it's working! Really excited. And, you know, at first I kind of was inclined to roll my eyes and like, okay. But, you know, it's a genuine reaction coming from a child. It's a real joyous moment they were having. And that caught me off guard. And I think about that a lot. It reminded me of why I love being an engineer.
That's great, man. That's a really visual one that all of us can actually can picture and relate to. When you go through the program, you said it's a few weeks. When you go through the program, is there like a favorite exercise or a favorite part of the program that you do with the kids?
There's two things that come to mind, two things I've already lightly touched on. One is the demos, of course. I love getting kids excited for demos. But the other thing that I think is really original to this program is we have a design thinking session, which is what leads into their final application.
What does that mean? Explain that a little bit more.
So we bring in some Capital One designers, which is a little bit different from the engineers that they've been working with the whole time, who say to them, you know, you have this hypothetical city. They call it City X. And it's on a different planet. And here are a list of a bunch of example citizens. You know, maybe Kyle has a problem where he can't find anything to eat on this planet because there's no Earth food. And Cindy has a problem where she wants to communicate with someone who's also moved here, but they speak different languages. And so the kids then don't say, like, you're going to build this finger painting app. They say, we want you to build an app to solve this person's problem. And we kind of talk through iterative design and fail fast and how you kind of keep the user in mind while your product evolves and changes as you develop it. And then that leads right into 3 weeks of kind of self-guided. They're just deciding the app that they want to build and the decisions they want to make. And the mentors are just there if they have questions.
Yeah, that's pretty solid. I like that because it really brings in the holistic part of what the actual process is really like in the real world, which is great.
Right. The idea that you're building a product for a user, that it doesn't just sit in a vacuum.
Yeah, right. Yeah, good point. How did you hear about this as a Capital One employee? Like, what's that process like that you find out you can volunteer for something? Like, it just take me into that world. I don't even understand how that process works or how you get notified or how you're supported by your bosses to go and do stuff like this.
Well, for me personally, I was sitting at work and I joined Capital One right out of college. And so someone else who was about my age was there and he said, hey, are you going to Coders? It's starting next week. And I said, what is that? You know, it's this volunteer program. You leave at about 2:30 to go and be at the school by 3 o'clock. I said, oh, well, leave work 3 hours early? Sure, sign me up. But since then, we've got a much more rigorous kind of process for recruiting people and getting the word out. And Capital One's responded really well to it, that managers all know that if you've got coders, that I don't expect you to be at work. I don't want kind of your day-to-day work to interfere with your involvement in coders. There's a lot of emphasis on this being a good, valuable thing for the employees to do. There's a really high amount of visibility within Capital One now. You know, people like me who are all about the program, I've got like 7 different coder shirts over the years now, and I'm wearing them in the office all the time, always talking it up to people.
The fact that it has that kind of support, what do you think that says about the company? Like, why should they care so much, I guess is what I'm getting to. Like, why be so supportive?
Well, I think that there's 2 big reasons to be so supportive of this. One is that, you know, it certainly looks great for Capital One to have this kind of volunteer program out there. But I think that it makes employees happier. You know, personally, I'm much more fulfilled as a Capital One employee because I'm involved in this program where I really feel like I'm giving back to the community. And by investing in my well-being, by letting me volunteer, I think that they get more out of me as an employee. And I think that's a great environment to work in.
Couldn't agree more, man. I had no idea what your answer was going to be to that question, but that was my hope because based off of research and studying and, you know, interviewing a lot of people from different organizations and companies and, you know, the approach to inclusion, the approach to mindfulness, the approach to volunteerism, like those character traits that are embedded in organizations from the top down usually have the best products, the best teams, and the best morale. So it would have been a shock if you would have been like, you know, I don't know why we do it, but I just get out for free. Obviously, it's not that you get away from the job for free. It's that it makes you a more fulfilled employee in the long run, which is a great thing for the company to have.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Doug, man, I really appreciate the time. Is there anything else that we didn't mention about coders? Is there something that parents or teachers or educators can be doing to see about getting coders at their school or in their community?
The number one thing that I would say is that if you're interested in having your child learn more about coding, or if you're interested in helping someone learn about coding, don't be afraid to just jump in with both feet. You know, MIT App Inventor is free software, and a lot of these concepts, well, again, they may seem daunting, you can pick up very quickly. So don't be afraid to get involved in your community, however you can, or to encourage your kid to, you know, pick up a tablet and start coding.
Yeah, this is great advice. MIT offers this for free, people, by the way. So all you got to do is go to appinventor.mit.edu. That's appinventor.mit.edu, and you'll be able to see the site and jump right in. Hey, Doug, man, it's been a real pleasure, man. I look forward to seeing you at the Coders graduation ceremony. I'm going to be there hanging out. It's going to be a fun time. Looking really forward to that.
Great. I'm looking forward to it, too. Thanks so much for having me.
That was Doug Lisk, a data visualization engineer with Capital One. Since the program's creation in 2014, check out these numbers. Capital One Coders has partnered with over 120 schools and nonprofit organizations, inspired over 15,000 students, and just under 100,000 pro bono volunteerism hours. The program works. I just visited one. I can't wait to go to the graduation. The kids were all in on this, and so it really is doing a big thing and great impact to a lot of kids across the country. Now that I woke you up, you know what time it is. It's time for you to level up.